You're tuned into Let's Talk Up Close and Personal with Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson and friends. Without further delay, let's get right to it.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. And welcome to Let's Talk Up Close and Personal. This is Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson. And I pray that your day, your week has been one full of hope, one full of joy, one full of peace. But pre-adventure, you have ran across some stumbling blocks, some pit stops, some potholes here and there. One thing we can rest assured, it is still a good day. Why? Because we're still alive. And where there is life, there is yet hope. So on today, on this splendor, on this spectacular, on the satisfying Saturday, we give God praise, honor, and glory, for he alone is worthy of the praise. He alone is worthy. I am once again coming from my heart, as transparent as I would like to believe myself to be. There are times that full disclosure is necessary. No holds barred, everything being put out there to be seen, to be scrutinized, to be applauded, to be assisted, or to be done away with. With all of that being said, because of health challenges that I have encountered over the past year, because of ministry, because of family, because of life, there are some changes that will be taking place. I'm thankful for this past year. I'm grateful for God manifesting yet another promise that he made to me. Because he that has begun a good work shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He will perform it and he will make it good. And for that, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the opportunity to share on this platform on Praise Gospel 107.9. I'm grateful for the staff, those that I've met, those that I've spoken to, those that I've worked with, and those that have worked with me. I am eternally grateful to each of them. I'm grateful to you, the listening audience, to the sponsors, to those that have interceded on our behalf, for those that continuously intercede on our behalf. I'm grateful and I'm humbled that you saw and that you yet see Jesus on the inside of me. I'm grateful. But this is a trying time as well. The pandemic has affected us in so many different ways. It has affected Life's Redesign Ministry. It has affected Arise Global. It has affected Operation Faith. It has affected so many areas. It has affected in both positive and negative ways, but we're still here. There may be a brief sabbatical that will be required with regards to the radio broadcast. The reason being the sponsorship contributions have dropped. We can't do this without your help. We've had several people that we were to bring on for interviews, and life has happened to them. Sickness has come about. Trials and tribulations have hit them in ways that they never expected. There was opposition that came about because of some of the context that we discussed, but the tagline is raw, uncut, and uncensored. And that is that way for a reason. Because although being an apostle in the Lord's church and a pastor, we still yet live in the real world. Although my faith is built upon the word of God from Genesis to Revelation, I serve Jesus the Christ. The Lord is my all in all, and this is my life. We yet live in the real world. I do not discriminate in any way, shape, form, or fashion when it pertains to a person's belief, a person's opinion, their economic status, their education status, their faith or lack thereof. There is no room for discrimination. The reason being is because with loving kindness was I drawn, and with loving kindness shall we draw others. Realizing that overall, our donor base was severely hit. So many of our contributors have lost their jobs, and they are solely operating on unemployment. Many have been touched by COVID-19. Some have lost everything. And although my desire is to stay on with the radio station, that may not be the case. We offer sponsorship, we offer advertisement, and yes, there's a cost assessed to that. But with that cost being assessed for your sponsorship, we also give way to advertise, to give you the ability to advertise your business, your craft, your works, your books, whatever the case may be, not just on the radio station, but also on all of our online platforms. We are a 501c nonprofit organization, so all of the donations are tax deductible. Did I speak on this on every broadcast? No. Did I ask for help? Did I ask for sponsors? Did I ask for donations? No. Should I have? Possibly. But what I never want to do is come across that I want to tax the people. Although it does take finances for ministry to be conducted. The Bible says money answers all things. The love of money is the root of all evil. There is no love for the money regarding this, but it's a love for the people. Through a lot of the sponsorship that comes in, a large portion goes to feeding families, helping those that are homeless, giving assistance to those that are in need, in addition to meeting the cost for the broadcast. It hit us personally. It hit me personally. Whereas my income got stopped, my husband got laid off. So everything was turned literally upside down for several months. I am here because I desire to continue. My desire is to continue. We have several people lined up now that are willing to come on to, you know, for interviews or what have you. You coming on to do an interview, there is no charge for you to come on and share. We ask for a donation if you deem necessary, or if you're in the position to do so, but it's not a requirement. This is why we open it up for advertising and for sponsorship. But nevertheless, if we are able to continue, or if we have to take a hiatus, sabbatical, and then come back later, we are grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for so many reasons. Because when God gave this to me, Let's Talk Up Close and Personal, back in the 90s, it was solely for me to have talks with young children, young adults, those dealing with abuse, those dealing with addictions. It has taken on so many different forms. It has taken on a podcast. It's taken on live on Facebook Live and YouTube. It's taken on the radio broadcast. It's taken on a lane of mentorship. And not just here in Jacksonville, but nationwide and to some in some areas internationally, globally. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful that God saw. My God, I'm grateful because God saw in me what in a lot of times I didn't see in myself. I'm grateful because he took me, the black sheep of the family, the one that the multiple pregnancies and pregnant out of wedlock and the multiple marriages and the physical abuse and the sexual abuse and being homeless and near-death episodes and all sorts of things. But he chose me. He chose me because he knew I would be crazy enough to tell somebody else what he's done, what he's doing, and what I yet believe him to do. He chose me. He chose me. Thank you, Jesus. Because he knew I would weather the storm, even when I didn't want to, even with the multiple suicide attempts, he still had his hand on me. He chose me because whether it's on a mountain high or valley low, I'm still going to give him praise. I'm still going to give him the honor, and I'm always going to give him the glory. He chose me. Not that I'm anybody special, but I'm special to him, just as you are special. We are special and unique in our own rights. He called us out. He called us out. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He called us out. And I am forever grateful. Ha! never knowing what tomorrow is going to hold, but knowing that our tomorrow's in His hand. I'm grateful. The apostle, the pastor, the counselor, the coach, the mentor, the daughter, the wife, the grandmother, the sister, the friend, the aunt, the niece, the cousin. Grateful. I'm grateful because when I look over my life, and look where He's brought me from. God is, God has been, and He will continuously be so good. Because He is a good Father. So, I don't count this a bad thing. I don't count it a negative thing. I count it a part of life. And life comes in different avenues, through different channels, in different ways. My God. But it is a challenge, nevertheless. But we do tell God, thank you. So, I said all of that to say two words. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson. And this is Let's Talk Up Close and Personal.
Thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk Up Close and Personal with Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson and friends. Be sure to tune in next week right here on Praise 107.9 for more raw, uncut, and to-the-point conversation. To contact Dr. Thompson, please visit LTUCNP.com or call 904-418-8611.